Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Lametes. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the case of Shochato v'Achaka Chishev Olil. So with the Chita Neni and Machshava Favre the Zora. So Gemara says the Ayah Ma'ase beKisri. There was a story in Kisri. V'loy Omer b'loy Isur v'loy Hetter. They didn't want to say it's Asur. They didn't want to say it was Mutter. Why? So Omer Chizdo loy Amud Beis b'shu Kvoido Derabbanon loy Hetter b'shu Kvoido Derabelezer. They didn't want to say Isser because of respect of Rabbanan, and not a Heter because of respect of Rabbi Lezer. Then the Gemara changes and says that we didn't say the Heter against Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. What is this idea that we didn't want to come and say something against Rabbi Lezer? Who Rabbi Lezer is a Yochid? You have Rabbanan that argue, Halacha Kerabim, and you pass it like the Rabbim. So what does it mean they didn't want to say a Heter because of the Kvoyut of Rabbi Lezer? So Ruben Margolier sends us to Sefer Michkorim Bedarke Talmud Vechidoisov. And there in Ma'amar Ches, he speaks about Rabbi Lazar HaGadol. And he speaks about the fact that, on one hand, we know Rabbi Lazar HaGadol is called the Shemuti. He was from Beis Shammai. He had the story of Tonur Shalachno in Bava Metzio, where he wanted the Paschal Halacha like him, because the Mishamai will say Paschal like him, but we didn't follow what he said. So Ruben Margolier says in the Chadish, that Rabbi Lazar really had different Shemuas that he had. Some Shemuas he had from the Besmedesh of Beis Shammai, but some shmuas he had from the Mishmash of Basila. That's why he wasn't completely ignored in Halacha. It depends where his shmua came from. So he says the level that Rabbi Lazar has, he's a yochid. If he's a rabbim argue with him, you go with the rabbim. If a yochid argues with him, so you go with him. And the reason is because Rabbi Lazar always quotes his Rebbe. So Rabbi Lazar is always more than one yochid. Therefore, when he's against the yochid, you follow what he said. So he goes on to say, that's the pshat in Ari Gemara. And now Gemara it says, Lo yomu bo yisur pekvoyde derabonon, Lo yomu bo heter pekvoyde derablozer. He says, but we're talking there a place called Kisri. It wasn't the place for Rabbi Lezer. He lived in Lut. So he says, because Rabbi Lezer, some of his shmuas came from Beis Hillel, so we take it into consideration. And we don't go just paskin against him. And he brings what it says in Tosefta and Edirus. It says, they always you paskin like the rabbi. But why do we mention the yochid? Because sometimes you need to follow the yochid. Like, in the example that the Sefer brings, is Kedivri Rabbi Lazar Shamato. Because Rabbi Lazar does have the power. He was Rabbi Lazar HaGadol. And anything that he got not for Basil, we follow him. The footnote he adds back to speak to our Gemara, he says that's the reason also, when the Gemara changed and says this, they didn't want to say, I had to against Rashi Ben Gamliel, because Rashi Ben Gamliel belongs to the Nasi, he's the Nasi of Israel. And the Nasi also has that power of the Koyach of Rabim that is more than a regular individual. So that's why we don't go against him, similar to the way we treat Rabbi Lazar with the power of Halacha that he has more than a regular individual. So that's Shad in our Gemara. We take into account the day of this Yachid because the more powerful Yachid. And Reuven Margolius adds Dover Nifla Moit. Because the Gemara Mitzia Davnutes, we had the argument of Rabbi Lazar Chachomim regarding Tanur Shlachnoi. So it says over there that Blazer said, Koisli Beisamedesh Yerchichu. They should prove if Halacha is like me. So the Koisli Beisamedesh were about to fall down. So Gar Ben Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua told the Koisli Beisamedesh, Im Tamil Chachomim, Natschim Zed Zeb Halacha, Tvichim arguing. Atem Mativchim, why are you getting involved? So the Gemara there says, very similar Lashat to our Gemara. Loi Naflu Beikvoidesh Rabbi Shua, Veloi Zokvu Beikvoidesh Rabbi Lazar, Vadai Matim Vahimdim. So we see over there the same idea. Because of the covenant of Rabbi Lazar, we take the covenant of Rabbi Lazar into account. So the walls want to fall. We take into account that the Ravim, so they don't fall. So there's somewhere in the middle, somewhere in limbo in the middle. Similar to our Gemara, they didn't say Yisro, they didn't say Etim, be kvoidu, the same lashon of Yipnei kvoidu. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomach Shavah Shirim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.